Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hey, this is Dave Martin, and you're listening to Success Made Simple. And I'm so excited today to be talking to you about the subject of aggressiveness. Wow, should we really be talking about aggressiveness? I mean, that doesn't sound very nice, very Christ-like. If you watched last week's podcast, listen to that. We talk about the godliness of aggressiveness, that it could be a godly thing to be aggressive. This week, I'm going to talk to you about the two components of aggressiveness. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed some of the most aggressive basketball players, or I did a lot of work with the wrestling, WWE and wrestlers, and working with them, I found the biggest, meanest ones in the ring were usually the nicest people. The most aggressive basketball players are usually known off the court as some of the most reputable members of their communities. The most aggressive basketball players are often the most charitable individuals. And I know a friend of mine who's a rugby player who just the biggest, meanest guy on the field, but off the field, the most kind, generous, most willing member of the church to serve and to find and to help. It's amazing how we could benefit from their knowledge or even from their wealth. It's amazing. Listen, the reason truly aggressive players can be such reputable human beings is that these seasoned athletes understand what true aggressiveness really is. Real aggressiveness has nothing to do with one's attitude toward other people. It doesn't even have anything to do with a player's attitude toward his fiercest competitors. In fact, a really good player appreciates his competition. Foes on the court, foes on the field, are often friends off the field. Instead of directing his aggression toward a person or a foe, a truly great player will direct his aggression toward two things that actually matter. For instance, he'll direct his aggressiveness toward his goals, allowing his aggressive nature to translate into initiative. God gives every bird its food. But God doesn't throw the food into the bird's nest. The bird has to take the initiative to go out and to find the food every single day. Even though God provides it, the bird has to do something about it. God has made the food, but the bird has to do his part in order to make use of that food. And same thing with basketball players on the court or football players on the field or in life. If we don't take the initiative to do something to achieve our goals, to accomplish our dreams, other people will trample us underfoot and leave us in the dust. Aggressiveness, hustle, motivates us to use our talents to move forward in life. And that's one of the goals of every one of our lives should be, to move forward, to accomplish more, to do more, to increase. That's a God thing. It's not a wrong thing. It's a God thing. Aggressiveness also has a second component to it. Aggressiveness, the good kind of aggressiveness we're talking about, compels us to work. It doesn't compel us to hurt people. It simply compels us to work. And when we work, we tend to do better in life than other people who don't. When we hustle, when we put in the extra effort, the extra time, we seem to accomplish more than people who don't. So genuinely aggressive people don't really think of their aggressiveness as an act of trampling on an opponent. Genuinely aggressive people think of their aggressiveness as the act of performing at their peak. Peak performance. I have a friend who's a peak performance expert. Some of the top players in all walks of athletic life come to him for training to get them to their top place of performance, of peak performance. So learn to be aggressive when it comes to your dreams, when it comes to your goals, when it comes to your ambitions. Learn to be a playmaker. If you just simply wait for your ship to come in, you're destined to live a life of failure. I find a lot of people waiting for their ship to come in. They haven't even sent a ship out. You got to do something. You got to be aggressive if you're going to accomplish and live the life you've always dreamed of. Live the ultimate life, the abundant life that's promised to us. This is Dave Martin, your success coach. And I hope you'll share today's podcast with someone else that you know that could use this wisdom, this learning, this understanding in their life so that they can reach and accomplish their goals as well. That's what we're trying to do here at Success Made Simple. Break these principles down. Make them simple for you to understand so that together we can accomplish some great things and make a difference, not just in our life, but in the life of a lot of other people. This is Dave Martin, your success coach.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.